So, Om Shanti, and welcome everyone. And once again, we are so lucky to have Sudesh Didi with us. Is there anybody in this room who has not yet met Sudesh Didi? Anybody who doesn't? Only one brother. Anyone else who has not yet met? Two? Okay. So only two people have not met Sudesh Didi. So this is your wonderful chance. So Sudesh Didi has been one of the main pillars of Seva in the UK, the whole of Europe, and actually I would say the whole world. She was one of those who started service in the West and has contributed so much to Baba, East, West, and in Bharat. Currently she is the senior director in Gyan Sarovar, but also holds the title of joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris. But I call her a love bomb. Didi, you are a love bomb. You have so much love inside you, you melt anybody. I've seen this personally and practically. So this is a virtue that Didi carries from Baba very, very strongly. So much love and good wishes for everyone. So today Didi will share stories about how Mama and Baba were bestowers, because she lived with both of them. And for half an hour, and after half an hour, then we will have some question answers with Didi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Om Ananda. Ananda. Happiness is by seeing all the bestower of blessings, the bestower of love and light, the bestowers of purity and peace, master bestowers. To become like the Father. Now Brahma is also bestower, and Shiv Baba is also bestower. What is the difference between Shiv Baba being the bestower, Brahma Baba being bestowers, and we children becoming bestowers? Shiv Baba's praise is someone actually asked that Baba says, don't sing your own praise. But Shiv Baba sings every day his praises. Shiv Baba every day sings his praise. I am bestower of peace. I am master. I give you light. I give you might. I give you love, I give you happiness, I give you power. So he is always singing his praise. So why should not we sing our praise when we do something? And should be happy when other people are singing our praise? What is difference? Shiv Baba's natural nature, natural sanskaras, eternal personality is Data, giver, forgiver, bestower of blessings. The difference is that he never expects or never has this give it. He gives. But this consciousness that I am giving is not with that I am giving. It's a natural giving. Very much same like in nature. The sun gives light. Sun never says, I give you light. I give you power. And when I'm shining very warm, you shut the shutter, you close your windows, you go in your underground. I never complained to you. I'm totally detached. The sun will never complain to you. If you go under the sunshine to sit, or take the benefit of, or you don't accept. You'll appreciate them and open with beautiful joy, happiness, and go to see sunrise. The brightness of light spreads in the sky. And you appreciate automatically. And if you don't go or don't see, he is detached from that. When the sun is setting, you also go and see. He is also detached and sets its own time. It's a natural power in the sun. Natural power in the moon, natural power in the ocean. His praise is in these three, or introduction is in three words. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the sun of knowledge and the ocean of knowledge. So, whatever is in nature here, which we can easily relate to, is the garden flowers. Flowers never complain or never become proud of where you put them. Never complain if they are wilting and you throw them in the bin, or you put in front of your dining room to feel the fragrance. It's natural beauty. So God's sanskaras are, Shiva means benefactor. Benevolent, selfless. So those who want to become bestower, they bestow with this consciousness that I am giving. Like today Baba said in the blessings, that those who become victorious, they become with happiness, they dance with happiness, they enjoy their victory, but they do not speak or compare others about their own victory. They of course relate how they receive conquer, how they conquer the situation, how they overcome the difficulties, how they pass the exam, not the consciousness with the I, but to create enthusiasm in others, to encourage in others, that don't lose hope. Whenever you work, you will get the reward. They become real swimmer who save from them those who are drowning. They do not say, see, I passed with honor and you failed. Now they don't show their honor, but they have that kind of natural nature that other gets inspiration. So what it is, you can bestow without speaking by being so. So Baba is also, we are also being, but we are first human and then being. Human being. Being human, not human being. And God is supreme, always supreme being, always benevolent. That's why he says, I never become body conscious like you, even though I get a body. I get an old body, means an old matter. I come in old world. But what pulls me here is mercy and love. I make the suffering children happy. I give them the courage to once again achieve the power in them, achieve happiness that they have natural. I rekindle the light of those who have not tried to lit their light. It is just like a candle light has the capacity to dispel the darkness, to light. But candle light has one speciality, that it is giving light, and what is happening automatically in candlelight, what is happening automatically? The candlelight is lit. It is its own warmth, its own heat. Fire is melting the stuff that is. It is candle. You understand this analogy what I am using? The candle light lit is lit. And as soon as the candle is lit, enlightened, light, fire and form, three emerge together. It is not that light is first, fire is later on, and form is later. No. As soon as light is lit, three emerge. And the more it is burning, the longer it is letting go the form of candle that it had. So we are living lights, living candles. So living Diwali in the golden age is living Diwali. And here we also are light, living light. When we are lit, the warmth of Baba's love, the power that is making us the embodiment of that quality, the more the quality increasing, the more the humility is increasing. Brahma Baba acquired that quality. Shiv Baba is natural bodiless, egoless, viceless, full of virtues, ocean of virtues, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of blessings. But he always is singing the praise of the children that you are so. But he is humble in a sense that he says, I cannot give you anything in the soul world without the body. I am almighty, but my might you can see, my love you can receive, gyan you can take only when I take the support of knowledge. So he appreciates the support of others. And the difference in human beings is that they get victory, they become successful, they forget that support they have received from everyone. So they then do not bestow the blessing on others, but they take the chance, or ego emerges instantly them. And this way, bestower consciousness is not there, but taking consciousness to receive and become this human being, reach that level. Brahma Baba received, gave everything, but it's always given. Everything belongs to Baba, or everything belongs to children. So Brahma Baba's consciousness was also intoxication of that I have not given anything. This rice was small, stones I gave, but now I receive the jewels, I play with the jewels of knowledge, I play with the virtues that Baba gives me. And natural nature of the sun and the moon is that they work together. The sun and the ocean, they work together. And the rivers, of course, have the same water, but then when ocean takes the rivers in them, it is the power of the sun and the source, the ocean, is uplifting those Ganges who merged in the ocean. So he makes the Ganges purifying, not but because the Ganges are purifying as they are flowing through the dirty places, but because their aim is to merge in the ocean, no matter how much difficult way it is. The consciousness or a natural nature in nature is to merge in the ocean, and ocean is very grateful, loveful, bestower, that the river who came from the land, going through many different places, collecting rubbish, uplift them, not alone. What made the river uplift up? What made the river go in the sky? what made river go in the sky. River became clouds. How? By the power of the sun. Those who were on the land, that power, as they met the ocean, ocean became so grateful. So Baba is so grateful that when we surrender ourselves to Baba, when we give our mind to God, dirty mind to Baba, He instantly takes our mind up in the soul world. We have any kind of waste thoughts, He immediately gives us the method of having pure and powerful thoughts, of benevolent thoughts. And what He says, that like today's power of using the yoga power, experimenting the yoga shakti, is that you give good wishes and pure thoughts and pure power to others. Apply this in, make your thought very powerful. Then you are able to bestow good wishes, have experiment that you are uplifting others by winning the waste. If waste thoughts are about someone and then you want to have love and mercy for them, you cannot bestow any blessings. You have to have very pure feelings. So Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, both are together working like the ocean and the sun. Here, ocean is on this level. Brahma Baba purifies us on this level by teaching, by making us Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, by accepting us as we are. No one of us came perfect, pure, divine, elevated. If we look at our past life, no matter how great sadhu, sant or sages are, if they check their chart with honesty, or we check their chart with honesty, how much is really purity in our thoughts? How much our vision is merciful, loveful and respectful for others? Our energy is used in comparison, in criticism, in complaining, in picking up faults in others. So good wishes or good feeling is natural in God, and Baba is having, being merciful and loving, is actually giving us this power. And every day speaking regularly without getting tired or without losing hope in us. So it is the power of the knowledge being Baba, the sun is totally detached. Being from up above, lifting the ones, those who are on this lowest level, with the power to uplift them, to fill with this knowledge and shower again. That power, that water, and bringing them the purifying river. Not every river's water is called purifying. Others are called rivers. But Ganges, those who are coming from ocean, people go specially near the mountains there. The water that is flowing from the high level, and are called Ganges, and water of that Ganges does not get inset, does not become smelly, no matter how long you keep it. So the quality, when the bestower fills in us with so much power that for 2500 years that quality of purity, that quality of peace, quality of love and lightness remains in us. And then when we come on this level of earth, the five elements, the body, we are in body in the golden age as well, but we are still divine. We are still deity without any expectations or without any personal wish for us. And so Baba says, experiment now the yoga power by giving good wishes to others, by giving them natural blessing to them. But make sure, underline your pure drishti and pure vritti. Your drishti is filled with that purity. Your vritti, that is your attitude, is filled with benevolence. So as is our vritti, me sankalp, if our sankalps are with the quality of Baba's third quality, what is the third quality of God? The praise of God is the sun of knowledge, is the ocean of knowledge. And what is today? What is today? Which day is today? Vrakshpati day. The third quality of God is the seed. Seed is incognito. So incognito seed remains always incognito without showing that I am giving. And so when we become real bestower, like the Father, tireless like Brahma Baba, merciful like Brahma Baba, patience like Brahma Baba, accepting us as we are like Brahma Baba, and then other qualities of Shiv Baba, because Brahma Baba has seen us and see that how we fail and pass, we become worthy and then we become unworthy. We promise that I am going to become very elevated, I become very helper, and then become traitor, and then we again accept us. Doesn't matter what mistake you made, child, welcome. I welcome you. You are my beloved child. You are my long lost and found child. In corporeal form, Brahma Baba accepts us. Incorporeal is incorporeal. So it means without any show, the seed remains, giving its power to the whole tree, let giving the fruit flow, and never ever accept, eat his own fruit. And he doesn't go into the golden age. It is his effort that he has created the new world. It is his effort that he made us see where we have gone wrong and where, how we become right, but doesn't have ego, but reminds us, do not focus on others, otherwise your energy will be lost. It is not that he is egocentric, but to save us from wandering intellect. Today I am worshipping a goddess, tomorrow I am worshipping Ganesh, day after tomorrow I am worshipping Hanumanji, another day I am worshipping snake and scorpion, or rats and cats. So he says, don't wander around it. I am not in anyone. I am one which is incognito. So in order to give us right path, in order to give us the right drishti, in order to give us a right understanding, that's why he becomes a teacher and Satguru, the true light. And that's why all bestower in every aspect, as a seed incognito, as an ocean, you can approach him. You can approach the ocean. You swim and you walk, or you take fresh air, or you dive deep in it. Ocean is totally detached from you. So when he comes in Brahma's body, he is higher on our level and yet very unlimited and very giving and detached. And the Baba, the son, the teacher, teaches, if we don't study, he is your fortune. If you do not study, I leave up to you. The sun does not complain if I take sunshine or not. But Brahma Baba not complains but encourages us, inspires us by being victorious and having pure good wishes and loving drishti. So in this way, three form of incorporeal is known as Satya Trimurti Shiv. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, of course, but the seed, the ocean and the sun. When we adopt this quality natural, we are best over. Like the Father, the incorporeal and corporeal. Om Shanti.
So Didi, we have actually Shiv Baba as our father. Thank you, Didi.
Yes.
So we have Shiv Baba as our father, Brahma Baba as our father, and we have a connection with Bap Dada. What is special about Bap Dada?
See, the special about Bap Dada is just like seed is incognito. Brahma Baba, by being introverted, practiced what Shiv Baba as the ocean, as the seed and the sun taught. He practiced the knowledge that Shiv Baba gave, experimented it. Brahma Baba made knowledge, jnan, into vigyan, knowledge into science, with the practice of silence. That's why for 14 years it was the power of silence and pure love that made these foundation of the yajna, which Brahma Baba became totally detached and totally observer, let how everything Mama and Dadi is doing, benevolent consciousness. And teaching at the same time, when it became very clear, Brahma Baba's teaching, Shiv Baba's teaching became very clear, Brahma Baba practiced it. And what he practiced, what difficulties came on that way, what kind of test came in, what kind of jealousy from people he had to face, how he remained totally detached and conquered them. Avyakt Bap Dada is actually the teaching of Avyakt Bap Dada is the result of Brahma Baba's practical experiment that he made knowledge in his life. And tapasya he did. It was not that he sat all the time in tapasya, but made a deep tapasya, long time, even in walking, talking. Tyag first and tapasya. And seva. So then, that's why all the enemy, those original people from his community, were very against. And then, in order to cooperate, yagya, when there was a need, again it was, when the time came for any support to sustain the children, it was relative of dadis, those who gave and support. That's why we say Sindhis give support through wealth to sustain incognito. So what I want to say, the enemies became friends. So Shankar has been shown sitting tapasya, doing tapasya, making snakes into his friends. So Shiva and Shankar are one. Means avyakta bap dada. Bap dada are one.
This is the memorial of Shiv Shankar.
Yeah.
You see? So Shiva in, plus Brahma Baba the conqueror. The Brahma detached. Baba, yeah, the detached
Brahma
person.
Baba and Shiv Baba.
First
together.
Time I'm hearing this. Shiv and Shankar are memorial of Bap and Dada together.
Okay, Baba. And we never say two have come. We say Bap Dada has come. We see them one. We do not call them two. So equality. Shiv Baba achieved the level of that perfection, of being perfect and complete, and yet remain incognito. And same thing, humility, what Brahma Baba had, Gulzar Dadi remained totally detached, humble, just like younger sister between Dadis. Otherwise, Brahma Baba was the head of the institution. Jagdamba Baba made Jagdamba head. Jagdamba encouraged all others. But still they had the role. They had the role of Dadis, administrator, this and that. And Gulzar Dadi, just a young sister between the other sisters.
So when we say becoming equal to Baba, we mean Bap Dada, and we mean Shiv Shankar. This is new.
When we say becoming equal to Baba, equal to Bap Dada and equal to Shiv Shankar.
Of course, yeah.
So one more question, Didi. We speak a lot about become equal to the Father. Become equal to the Father. But what about becoming equal to Mamma?
Yes.
What was special about Mamma that she became a different bestower to Brahma Baba?
Mamma always considered herself that goddess, the work that Shiv Baba gave, the responsibility that Baba gave, she took it, thinking this consciousness again, a trustee. Karan Karavan Har, obedient, hukumi hukam chala raha, ever ready, yes please. Mamma did not ever say that I am explaining anything new. She is her murlis, are emphasizing always what Baba said. Deep explanation of this. Mamma became example of being equal and yet being the one who is example and inspiration for others. Like today's yoga experiment point, that you become inspiration to others by having good wishes, pure thoughts and powerful drishti.
Did he any practical story, because you also knew Mama well, of how she
I
was...
I need to remind you too.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You keep both in there.
Did he any story of Mama where she was a bestower, she didn't feel bad about any situation, she just unlimited, you know, giving, because you lived with her as well, no?
Of course. I have experienced and seen Mama in the centers, because Mama used to go travel in the centers to give the knowledge to others or inspires others or training, in other words, in practical way. And so, because in front picture was Mama, so teaching about Brahma Kumaris means purity. So that the Brahma Baba was not in front of the public. Brahma Baba was in front of Brahmins. It is not that in public Baba gave a lecture, but in Brahmins. Only Baba spoke in the public when Major from military, Major, invited Brahma Baba in his own cottage, in his own bungalow, and Baba was speaking knowledge, 600 troop of soldiers was every day in the tent. This big tent was created so that 600 can sit and about 300 of Brahmins, or 250, so Brahmins at that time were not so many. So they were there, and so centers for Mama was always there. Because of purity, many Kumaris and Kumars became very strong, and they didn't want the getting married. So the first example I saw in Mama in the Rajouri garden. One brother, he was a bank treasurer in the bank. So his wife was very, very strong. He would not let his husband come. He will come secretly, but she would know that he is certainly gone there. He would come and take his boot out, slipper away. And then it means that you have been there, and shout one time, shout in front of Mama that you are spoiling our house, you are disturbing us. Very open, very, very open insult. And Mama, with great love, called her to come and sit here. And so she remained calm and quiet and listened to her, what is the difficulty that she feels. That he doesn't eat food, he wants to cook himself. Am I a churi? Am I untouchable? Why doesn't he eat? He says, no, Mama said, of course, you will cook prasad. You will cook food that he would ask you, please give me prasad. But you have to learn to cook that, no? Because if you are cooking with upset mind, then that will upset children. So with great love, first giving her respect, giving her love, and ask her to sit with her. And so this mother became very cool. Another story is in Amritsar. This so Shukla Ben and Sundar Lal Bhai. Shukla Ben is still in Delhi. So it was also, she didn't want to get married. And her mother shouted in front of everyone. And Mama handled it with great love and said, Of course, I have not said this, but she understands that, see, in that life, she has now, she is sensible. She is this, at this age that she can see the contrast, and she has to decide. Whatever decision she makes, we won't interfere, because it's her decision. So Mama's logic and Mama's at the same time cooling down her. So this kind of things happened many times in different places. So how she would handle. And third thing was, in Karnal, generally, this people were, Mama was Mama, and the Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumar, always thought, my Mama. And one brother was very strict, always said, when Mama comes here, I would never go near her. Yet you mothers, Kumaris, just go and get and embrace her. And also brothers put their head on Mama's this. But when Mama came, such a drishti of Mama, that this brother before anyone else, first one came and put his head in Mama's lap. So that was his ego was gone with the pure vision and with loving vibrations. So Mama spoke very little, but her drishti and her loving vision, and also very normal detached stage, that was how opposition did not remain any opposition for her.
Very beautiful to see how Mama maintained that drishti of love, benevolence. Indeed, for us, you are like our Mama. because you know, practically you are there for us. And I've been watching you even just the last month that I'm here. Things keep coming. Some challenges, some difficulties. But I notice you are always stable. And this is one quality. I never see you going up and down. Do you ever have a waste thought? Ever?
Thought comes and I check it.
Okay.
Because I see that this does not bring the power. So of course, certainly certain situations are there where is a decision to make. And others are not here. At the moment, even seniors are not at that point when the decision has to be made. So question comes around, and I always with this feeling that it is not that I have to make a decision. Baba makes the things very clear to explain why this decision is to be taken. So I respect the support of others as well. I consult others if any thoughts are coming in my mind, and see their advice as well. And if still there is some kind of question, then in complete gathering, I explain the scenario and then speak that this is what decision has been taken, which is created by Baba, by seniors. I am just following what Dadis did. So in this way, it's not any kind of wasting my time. What it already made, that has to be put into action. That's my responsibility. So thoughts do come, and of course sometimes, for example, if daytime I'm going to rest, and then still the situation that is there, and I have to clarify, or I have handled it, but something could be more beautifully, and I feel that I am still thinking, then I pick up Murli, I read Baba's blessings, or I read a part of Murli, and automatically my thought, which was focused on thing which I did not need to decide at the moment, so that makes the mind clean again. So that's my yukti, to remain always taking the guidance from what Dadi Didi and Baba has given, and also what Baba's teachings are telling.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? So practical, how Didi deals with, you know, minute-to-minute situations that come up, as you can imagine, in such a big organization. So who feels Didi is like our mama? Yes, see Didi? Everyone feels you are mama to us.
Mama is mama.
No.
No. Of course, my feeling of love for everyone, that is natural in me. Doesn't matter whatever one is, my feeling of good wishes, this is what I can give certificate to myself. I don't change my feeling. If somebody comes and complains about someone, I don't take that impression. It's their impression. It's their experience, not my experience.
And don't we all feel that from Didi? You know, she Didi, I don't know if you heard the introduction, but I called you a love bomb when I was introducing you.
Yes.
You give love to everyone. Just unlimited love, really. Is that your experience? So really, I think on that note, Didi, seeing the time as well, and we have our gift ceremony, on behalf of everyone, Didi, really, from our hearts. Everyone put your hand on your heart.
No,
that's it. See all the love coming back to you, Didi.
Yes, yes. No, it's all of you.
Thank you.
Yes, that is
so sweet. So let's finish with a song and some drishti from Didi, loveful drishti, and then we will move into the gift ceremony. So I just request you all to stay very peaceful as we will reset the stage. Om Shanti. Ek geet chalenge.